Well, welcome to break number 30 this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever. We have been spending short little bursts of mini-sermons. I don't like to call them sermonettes. I think that sounds feminine. It's like mini-sermons, short little sermons. Our attention span nowadays, we can maybe come up with 10 or 15 minutes, unless you're deep into the stuff from my one-hour sermons. If you can handle a one-hour sermon or a 45-minute sermon, believe me, the website is full of them, scatteredchristians.org. Just go to archives, and you'll have enough to listen to there for many years. So we have been looking at rightly dividing hucksters, we call them. They pretend to be preaching about Paul, and they spend all this time about the church, and they don't get in there and preach Paul's manner of life or the affairs of Paul's life. They don't teach the doctrine of Paul. They just pick out something that tickles their little itchy little ears, and that's what takes place. We talked about music the last couple of breaks, dealing with the chip and the inner DJ that will be implanted in their foreheads, which is your brain, or in your hand, which will be easily wired up to your brain, not a problem. All sorts of interesting little short bursts as we go here. This morning, again, this afternoon or this evening, let's look at miracles. We are in the season of miracles. Guideposts, Reader's Digest, the news, the Pope, all sorts of miracles taking place, more and more. And for those of us who have been around for a few years, we have seen a growth of miraculous happenings, wonders, great things taking place in the name of God. Otherwise, it's not a miracle. It has to do with God, or it's just a medical achievement. But if God has to be involved, then it's a miracle. Is it truly from God, these miracles that we read about? Because, see, if these were miracles that are from God, and this, I'm telling you, it's hard to tell somebody that the miracle that has taken place in their life is not from God. Now, God can do anything he wants. He's God. He wants to pop a miracle out there, he can do so. But he will not do it. I'm convinced he wouldn't do it to get people to follow him, which is what Jesus did. It would not be there to put forth himself, because he doesn't need to do that. This is not the dispensation where we go by signs. And a miracle was a sign. So, being aware of that, and only through a King James Bible, rightly divided, could a person get the truth about these miracles that are not only increasing, but they will continue to increase that much more. Does that mean we're in the tribulation? No, it just means that we're getting closer. And everything we talk about here shows we're getting closer. Not to panic, like Paul says in 2 Thessalonians, it's not here yet. The day of Christ is not here yet. There's some things that have to take place yet. It has to be that falling away. And we are just able to identify these things that seem so good. They're not from God. It's part of the deceptive falling away that the devil is getting people to deal with. Miracles. Okay, so the season of miracles. Here's what I do. I get my New Testament concordance on the computer. I print out all the verses that have to do with miracles, Matthew all the way to Revelation, okay? I look at these and I read through them, and I separate the gospel verses from Paul's verses, and then at the end of Paul's verses, I go from Hebrews again to the end, and that would be the tribulation. So there's three different levels of learning or awareness that deal with miracles. Let me just show you in the next mini break or two about miracles. I can say safely, scripturally, and confidently that any miracle you see take place today, from a miracle definition that it must be from God, is not from God. It's that simple. And that miracle you see, because it appears to be from God, will support all the modern Bibles, all the modern churches, all the modern doctrine, because those are the people that the devil will use to make these miracles happen. They will be used by the devil to put forth false signs, because Antichrist, Revelation 6, is the first big event that has to take place. Then comes Christ, Revelation 19. So these miracles are not from God. Not to talk about Christmas, I suppose, one of these days too, but this whole Christmas thing is not from God, so why would any miracles all of a sudden be from God too? But anyway, Okay, so we go through this thing, and we see some references that have everything to do with the importance of miracles. For example, John chapter 2, verse 11. The beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. That's the purpose of miracles, was to manifest his glory. Okay? John 2:23. Why are we talking about John if you're a rightly dividing man? Because I'm going to show you the Gospels, what Paul says about miracles, and then the tribulation miracles. John chapter 2, verse 23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Okay? So we're seeing here that Jesus did miracles. Well, of course Jesus did miracles. And he did them so people could see that he wasn't just another Joe Blow up from the Oasis. He could do miracles. And they hadn't seen these kind of things before. Though I have to say, in the Old Testament, in the desert, they sure saw a lot of miracles, didn't they, take place? But here's a man standing here making these miracles take place. And when they saw the miracles which he did, many believed in his name and on him. Okay, we'll continue in the next break.